There's a sefer called Keren Chemed, written by Rabbi Yehuda Rabinovich, who was a Talmud of the Chabina Rav. And in this sefer, in Parshas Ekev, he brings down a maisa about somebody who asked a kasha to the Briska Rav. This person's name was Shmuel Toisig, and he asked the following kasha to the Briska Rav. The Gemara in Brachas says, and Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, it quotes the pasuk of Eretz Chita V'Sa'ira, all the pasuk of the Shivas Aminim, and the Gemara there says a klal, the kol ha-muktim b'pasuk muktim livracha. That this list, the list of the pasuk of Chita, sorry, Gavantena, remind, is not just a random list, but the Torah wrote it bedafka in that order to teach you that whatever comes first in the pasuk is more chashev than what comes later, and therefore when it comes to a bracha, it would have kedim and brachas, you make a bracha on the things that come earlier in the pasuk rather than the things that come later, because whatever is earlier is more chashev. That's what the Gemara says. So this Rabbi Shmuel Taisig asked the Briska Rav, he said, what's the raya? How does the Gemara know that kol ha-muktim b'pasuk muktim levracha, that from the fact that something is written earlier in the pasuk, that it's more chashuv than what comes afterwards? Maybe la'ilam, they're all equal. Maybe there is no difference between them. But the Torah couldn't write it all b'masachas. You have to have one before the other. It's impossible to write it in one shot. So the Torah had to make one, has to write one thing before the other thing. And it just did it because that's the way you write things. But b'atzam, they're all equal. What's the raya, the kol ha-muktim b'pasuk muktim b'vracha? That was a kasha that he asked the Briska Rav. And he says over there in the Maaseh that when he asked his question to the Briska Rav, when he said the words that the Torah couldn't write it in Bevas Achas, he said the Briska Rav started shaking and he was very upset with the way he asked the kasha. And he answered with a Rischa Daraisa. He says, there's no such thing that the Torah had to do something in a certain way. The Torah is beyond any limitations. The Torah could do whatever it wants. And he was very unhappy with the way he asked the Kasha that the Torah had to do it that way. It's not true. The Torah doesn't have to do anything. If the Torah wants to, it could do it differently. The Torah could have found an Eitzah. And he was not happy with that Kasha. But what's the Maisa of the Torah? It's the Maisa. How could the Torah do it? If the Torah held her all equal, what would the Torah do? So the Briska Rav was Masber al-Pi, what Rashi says in Parshas Va'era, it says by Moshe and Aaron. Sometimes the Torah says Moshe and Aaron, sometimes it says Aaron and Moshe, sometimes it puts Moshe first, sometimes it puts Aaron first. Why is Zak Rashi, the Lamedcha Shishneim Shkulim, to teach you that they're both equal? Aaron and Moshe are both equal, and therefore in order to show that they're equal, the Torah Bedafka switched, and one time would write Aaron and Moshe, one time would write Moshe and Aaron, and that shows you that they're equal. So Zak the Briska Rav, you see that the Torah has Eitzes. If the Torah wants you to know that they're equal, so it will write it in opposite ways, and that way you can figure out that it's equal. So if the Torah felt that all Shivas Aminim are equal, the Torah could do such a thing, it has such an Eitzah, to show you that it's equal, and if the Torah didn't do that, then that's a Raya Taka, that Kol HaMuktim HaPasim Muktim Levracha, whatever comes earlier is more Chashuv than what comes later. That was the Yesite of the Briska Rav. Now, Lechara, from our Sugav here, you can ask a Kasha on this Briska Rav. Lechara Tzapela, you see, how do you not like him? The Gemara on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, in the top of Yud Beis Amud Beis, brings down that it's darshaning the pasuk of Esa Shemayim Esa Aretz. What is the S coming to be Marba? And the Gemara says Esa Aretz Lamali Lahaktim Shemayim La Aretz, to tell us that Shemayim was created before the Aretz. What does that mean? Zok Rashi Di Loik Siv S. If we would not say S, Hav Amina, I would think Ka'achas Nivru. I would think that they're created Ka'achas. Maybe Shemayim Ba'aretz were created at the same time. It wasn't one before the other. Ela Shi'i Efsha Likash Neshem Es Ka'achas La'achi Kasev Es Lahaktim. Zok Rashi, if we would not say S, I would think that really Shemayim and Aretz were created at the same exact time. But it's impossible to say two things at once. You can't say Shemayim Ba'aretz in one shot. It can't be Vasachas. The Torah has to do one before the other. So the Torah just wrote one before the other. But Bamasin was Vasachas. And therefore the Torah had to write an S to teach me, you know, that one is before the other. And that's why it's in that order. But L'chor, it's Mavur from Rashi that if not for the S, then you can't bring a Raya that one was created before the other one. Because maybe they're really talk equal at the same time. But you can't say Shnei Shem was Vasachas. It's impossible. So L'chor over here, you see from Rashi that, not like the Briska Rav, you see that Min Hastam, the fact that the Torah wrote a certain Seder is not a Raya, that one is more chashuv than the other, the one came before. Imam says this Lashon, Ela Shi'i Afshel L'Kashin Hashem Es Ka'achas, it's impossible to be Karshin Hashem Es Ka'achas. So this L'chayr is a Kasha on the Briska Rav. And the Emes says that the Tzlach himself in Brachas, and Daf Malf over there, really asks the Kasha of this Shail who asked it to the Briska Rav. He asks this very question, and he says, how do you know the one is better than the other? The Torah can't say it all in one dibur. And that's why the Torah had to say one after the other. So there's no raya from here that one is more chashuv than the other. So the Tzach also seems to have held that it's not, you can't bring a raya from the Seder of Psukim. Maybe they're talking equal, but the Torah had to do it in such a way. L'chara also you see from him, not like the Briska Rav, Ayin Shami gives a teretz of what the Gemara's Raya is, but he does ask this Kasha. And L'maisa, the Turyavin over here, says the same teretz to the Kasha of the Tzach as the Tzach does, the Bikibeger and Brachas over there is Mitzayin, the Turyavin over here, He also says the same Yesaid. He's bothered that the steers are somewhat say to each other, because the Gemara over there is mashma that Be'etzem Mikidash in the Pasuk called Muktam and Pasuk Muktam Levracha, even without an S. Our Gemara is mashma that without an S you assume they're all equal, and that doesn't seem to be how the Gemara Brachas is understanding it. And he says a Teretz, which is really the same Teretz as the Tzlach, that the Gemara over there is really coming from the fact that it says Eretz two times, Eretz, Eretz. It was Mafsik in the middle of the Pasuk with another Eretz to teach you that you start the Cheshbon over again. Once you get to the second Eretz, you start counting from the second Eretz, which one is more Cheshbon than the other. From the fact that the Torah wrote the two Eretzes, that's a Raya that the Torah wants you to be Medayik from the Seder Apsukim, but otherwise not. So that's what the Tzlach answers over there, that's what the Torah Yavin says over here. But Lamaisa, the Etzem Yisrael of the Bisgrav, where he says that you can't say that it's impossible for the Torah to say it bevas achas, and therefore you assume the kolam muktam pasuk is muktam bevracha lachar. You see from Rashi over here, not like that. So that's a ha'ara on the Brisker Rav. If anyone has a Torah, I'd love to hear.